Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Good morning, pet keepers and animal lovers of all ages. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my pet expert co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee Cohen.
Rick, before we get started this week, we need to share with our listeners how to contact us. The email address for the show is mmpets@1320wils.com. And if you want to go back and hear one of our previous shows, you can do that by going to our website at www.1320wils.com. And click on the Pet Show banner. And Rick, you wouldn't believe it, but as of last week, we've entered the modern age. We now have a Facebook page. So anyone who wants to be in contact with us via Facebook can do it. Just go there and plug in the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and you can participate with us.
Yes, we're in the group section of Facebook, and we're also on Twitter. Mid-Michigan Pets.
Wow. See, you never thought for sure that we would become current, but now that we've actually got some producers on board who are helping us with the technology, we are getting more interactive.
We're only as good as the sum of our parts. We have more parts, so we're a little bit better today.
Absolutely true. And for all of our listeners, we want to remind you, we've got a couple of contests going on with the show. Rick's Picks, where you can send in a story or a picture of you and your pet, and you can win great gift certificates to one of our sponsor locations. So please, we encourage you to go to the Facebook page or go to the website and send in that information. Again, it's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show under groups on Facebook when you go into the search section. So please, we ask you to get involved with us in that regard.
In next week, we'll be the first time we'll be drawing a winner, so to speak, or picking a winner, and I'm going to be picking a winner specifically that best displays that relationship, that special relationship that people and pets have. I know it's out there. We've already received a few, but I'd like to see as many as willing. Send us your information. Send us your storyline, 140 words or less. Send us your photographs, and just show us what it means to have a really successful pet relationship.
And Rick, that's kind of where we're going with today's show, is dealing with that special pet relationship. For a lot of people, as we approach the summertime, travel becomes a part of what they do as a family. And for a lot of people, they may have difficulty being away from home and away from their pets for such a long time. And a lot of people want to travel with their pets. So we're going to have in to talk about it, certainly an expert on travel, but also an expert on traveling with pets. We've got George Zimmerman, who happens to be the vice president from Travel Michigan, the company that's doing all of the Pure Michigan ads that you see all over TV and radio and billboards. And he has written an article about traveling with pets.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes people don't think in our busy day-to-day life how important, you know, the ability to travel with your pet is. But those people that find it significant oftentimes find it very significant. I have a friend of mine that for many years she's kept her dog behind while she flew to Atlanta. And each time she would do that, I know it was stressful because the dogs that she have always been the most important thing in her life. It's what she lives for. And so for the first few times, she's actually been traveling with her pet to Atlanta and actually taking it with her. And I know that just from, you know, who she is, what she's all about, and how she feels about her vacation, she's a much happier person. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are like that. You know, it's just, you're not the same without your pet.
Right. There's no question about it. When I travel, that's the first thing that I miss. And I get back is to be greeted by the animals because they actually want to see me and they miss me when I'm gone. And unfortunately, sometimes you just can't take your pets with you. And that's where in our third segment, we're we're going to actually discuss with Tom Matavier from Wagon Tails Pet Resorts. He's got the most unbelievable facilities. I swear to goodness that some of the places where you can keep your dog boarded is nicer than some of the hotel rooms that I've stayed at in some of the big cities like New York, where you feel like for $400 you're sleeping in a phone booth.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, he's got amazing facilities for people who have to leave their dogs behind and want to know that they're well taken care of and getting attention and having a good time while they're traveling.
It's not coincidental that in the conversation I had with both George and Tom, it happens to be that George, when he's out of town and he can't take his dog with him, guess where he keeps it?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably at Wagon Tails.
He does keep it at Wagon Tails.
Yeah, well, and that's partially because Tom has gone through and built a really good facility for keeping these pets. Rick, in our final segment today, we're also going to have a conversation with a rescue organization. We've got Mindy Stern, who's coming on, who has started Closer to Home Animal Advocates. And I've got to tell you, Mindy is a really bright lady when it comes to understanding what people need to know about certain breeds and whether or not they're going to be an appropriate keeper for the breeds that she represents, which, if I'm not mistaken, are mostly the northern breeds that we're dealing with there.
Yeah, we've got the Norwegian Elkhound, we have the Siberian Husky, and we have the Alaskan Malamute. And the one thing that's kind of common among those breeds, as we find out, is that they're going to run and they're going to keep running. So I think there would be a good reason to have a rescue with respect to that breed.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Again, as someone who is used to dogs that have a ton of energy and are really smart, I've got to say some people absolutely love those attributes and make for great owners of those kinds of pets. And there are other people that just can't handle animals that are like that, because I will say they are a lot of work and you better be dedicated to those breeds if you're going to have them and if you're going to keep them properly.
They're very beautiful, too. All three breeds, you know, are these nice, well-haired dog breeds that just, you know, kind of capture your imagination when you see them. But today we're going to learn a little bit more that, you know, so beauty is beyond skin deep, and we're going to learn a little bit more that what makes them beautiful.
Absolutely. And Rick, it's interesting because as we talk to more of these rescue groups, the big thing that we really need to find out and people need to do a better job of is really understanding the breeds that they're looking to rescue. Because again, it's great to adopt a beautiful dog, but what's most important, as we've talked about, is finding a dog that fits in with your particular living situation and lifestyle. Because again, whether you're somebody who travels on business or travels a lot or just doesn't live in a home situation that's very appropriate for it, it's real important that they pick the breed that fits their situation. Well, again, we're going to have all of these discussions, but coming up right after the break, we're going to talk with George Zimmerman from Travel Michigan about traveling with pets here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.